This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Why, brothers and sisters? Because it's the language of the noble Quran, because it's the language of the sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because it is the language of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come together and we learn the Arabic language, and this in reality is an act of worship. This is ibadah. Why? Because seeking of knowledge is an act of ibadah for us if our intentions are correct. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And we remind ourselves with the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that all actions are dependent upon the intention. And our intention here is to learn, understand the book of Allah, learn, understand the sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we can be better Muslims bi-idhnillahi ta'ala walhamdulillah. We don't want to be like, for example, somebody who begins his salah with Allahu Akbar and completes his salah with Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, but he only understood 5 to 10% of that salah. No, subhanallah. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Do not come close for salah. Do not come close to salah. Do not perform your salah. Wa antum sukara, while you are in a state of intoxication, while you are drunk. Hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun, until you know, until you understand what you are saying. In the early days of Islam, we know alcohol consumption was something which was permitted. It was allowed. Well, during that time, if a sahabi consumed alcohol, if it was the time of salah, he was not allowed to come for salah at that time. Come when you are sober, so that you can understand what you are saying. So myself, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Sumayya, Ahmed, Ilyas and Fatima, all out there, how much do you understand of your salah? The sahabi was told, you are drunk now, it's not good enough. Come for salah when you're sober and you understand. Myself and yourself, we might not be drunk. We are super sober, walhamdulillah. But unfortunately, we might understand less of our salah than maybe a drunk companion during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu musta'an. And that is extremely sad. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, there are Arabic classes all around, walhamdulillah. This very class here, we have these classes, we run these classes in Durban at NMJ, the classrooms upstairs. The classes are free, walhamdulillah. And so, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, make use of these opportunities. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we are now in book 2. And alhamdulillah, we have completed lesson 1 and lesson 2. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Revision. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers. What did we learn in lesson number 1 of book 2? We learnt about إِنَّ and Inna's sisters. What does Inna mean? Verily, indeed, surely, truly, no doubt. Excellent. What does Inna do? Inna makes the noun after it take a fatha. For example, Muhammadun talibun. Muhammad is a student. Inna Muhammadan talibun. Inna Muhammadan talibun. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is new. Inna al-mudarrisa jadidun. Excellent. Some of the sisters of Inna. Inna, ka'anna, anna, lakinna, la'alla, layta, لِأَنَّ all of these are sisters of Inna. We'll learn more about them later on بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Just that the other one that we learned about in the same lesson was لَعَلَّ. لَعَلَّ means I hope, and it can also mean I fear. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that I hope that you have and you cultivate this matter of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In the hope that you fast and you observe this fasting, in the hope that you cultivate the quality of taqwa. Excellent. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. I hope that the weather is beautiful. The teacher is sick. الْمُدَرِّسُ مَرِيضٌ. الْمُدَرِّسُ مَرِيضٌ. I fear that the teacher is sick. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ. Excellent. We also learnt about ذُو. ذُو means to possess. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And Allah is the possessor of jalal and honor and ikram. We also learnt about the am. Am means o. أَطَالِبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. أَطَالِبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. Are you a student or an engineer? أَطَالِبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُدَرِّسٌ. أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُدَرِّسٌ. We bring the first option after our alif of questioning. أَطَبِيبٌ, the alif of questioning, and our first option. أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُدَرِّسٌ. Excellent. We learnt about مِئَةُ. مِئَةُ means 100. أَلْفُ means 1,000. The whatever comes after it, the معدود that comes after it will be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْ. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ. مِئَةُ إِمْرَأَةٍ. مِئَةُ رِيَالٍ. مِئَةُ كُتُبٍ, 100 books, مِئَةُ كُتُبٍ, and so the word after مِئَة will be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْ. Same with أَلْف. أَلْفُ كُتُبٍ. أَلْفُ رَجُلٍ. أَلْفُ إِمْرَأَةٍ. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Then, brothers and sisters, we move on to lesson number 2, and we learnt about لَيْسَ. لَيْسَ means it is not. لَيْسَ means it is not. الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدٌ. البيت جديد. البيت جديد. The house is new. البيت جميل. The house is beautiful. Tell us that the house is not new. The house is not beautiful. البيت, our sentence. البيت جديد. Make it the house is not new. ليس البيت بجديد. We bring in ليس. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. We bring in the ba. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَمِيلٍ. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَمِيلٍ. Excellent. So we learnt about لَيْسَ. لَيْسَ means it is not. لَسْتُ, I am not. لَسْنَا, we are not, etc. Then we also learnt a good, nice way of asking, who's the brother? You know, basically asking, who's the next person? Manil akhu? Manil akhu? Who is the brother? Basically, that means, who are you, in a polite manner? Excellent. We also learnt about Laysa and Kana. Laysa and Kana, they are sisters. Laysa and Kana, they are sisters. So here we learnt about Laysa. Later on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will learn about Kana. But all you need to remember now is Laysa and Kana are sisters. Walhamdulillah. And Inna has its own sisters. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. So that was lesson number 2. We move on to الدرس الثالث. الدرس الثالث, exercise number 3. What will we study in this lesson? What new will we learn in lesson number 3? We will learn about أفعل التفضيل. أفعل التفضيل. أفعل التفضيل. For example, this is a big book, but this one here is bigger. Excellent. Tafdeel. We are showing fadl. We are showing, one level higher than the other. We are comparing two matters. أفعل تفضيل, we are comparing two matters. So it comes in the comparative degree. Comparative degree. So for example, البيت كبير. البيت كبير. But then we talk about, so the house is big. Then we talk about another house, it is أكبر. أكبر means it is bigger. This kitab here is أصغر, it is smaller. This kitab is أكبر, it is bigger. She is أجمل, she is more beautiful. He is أطول, he is taller. والحمد لله. So أفعل التفضيل. أفعل التفضيل, remember, it is the same whether you're talking about male, female. We'll say Fatima is أطول, we say Ahmed is أطول, we say Sumayya is أصغر, we say Fatima is أصغر, we say Ilyas is أصغر. It's the same across the genders. So same for male, same for female, same for singular, same for plural. So it's the same, this أفعل التفضيل, this comparative form. It's also mamnu'un min as-sarf. Mamnu'un min as-sarf. You will not find, for example, you know, atwalu changing into atwali or anything of the sort. So we have the comparative degree. Then we will also learn about the superlative degree. Superlative degree. This book is big. This one is bigger. Comparative. Alhamdulillah, we dealt with that. Then we will learn about biggest. This is the biggest book. He is the tallest student. She is the smartest student. He is the shortest guy, etc. Example, Ibrahimu Ahsanu Talibin. Ibrahimu Ahsanu Talibin. Ibrahim is the best student, fil fasli. Ibrahimu Ahsanu Talibin, fil fasli. Ibrahimu أحسن طالب في الفصل. إبراهيم أطول طالب في الفصل. إبراهيم is the tallest student in the classroom. Take note, when we have the comparative form, it's usually a min after this form. Example, سليمان أكبر من بلال. سليمان is bigger than بلال. So we're going to say أطول من, أطول من, taller than, أكبر من, bigger than, أجمل من, more beautiful than. So we're bringing the word من because we're comparing two matters. But when we come to the superlative form, when we're talking about biggest, tallest, smallest, smartest, there the word after the superlative form, it is mudafun ilay. Example, Ibrahimu atwalu talibin. Ibrahim is the tallest student. Talibin, atwalu talibin, atwalu talibin. There's no min. I'm not comparing two matters. I'm saying he is the tallest in the classroom. Walhamdulillah. Then in this lesson number 3, we will also touch upon lakinna. Lakinna means but. Lakinna means but, which is also a sister of inna. Lakinna is a sister of inna. Ka'anna similar to, also a sister of inna. Example, lakinna hamidan. Lakinna hamidan. We are all going to the shop. Lakinna hamidan fil fasli. But Hamid is in the classroom. Lakinna hamidan. Lakinna hamidan. Then for example, ka'anna, when we are saying that such and such is similar to such and such. Ka'anna al-imama. You know, ka'anna al-imama. It seems that the imam. It is as if the imam. Ka'anna al-imama. كأن الإمامة, كأن الإمامة. Why إمامة? Because كأن is a sister of إن. Excellent. Number 4, we will learn in lesson number 3, numbers 11 to 20. Cardinal numbers 11 to 20. I'll repeat. Cardinal numbers 11 to 20. Example. أحد عشر طالبا. أحد عشر طالبا. 11 students. أحد عشر طالبا، أحد عشر طالبا، إثنى عشر طالبا، 12 students، إثنى عشر طالبا، إثنى عشر طالبا. But from 13, obviously things need to swap around. ثلاثة عشر طالبا، ثلاثة عشر طالبا. Why طالبا is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. ثلاثة عشر طالبا، ثلاثة عشر طالبا، أربعة عشر طالبا، خمسة عشر طالبا، ستة عشر طالبا، سبعة عشر طالبا، etc. والحمد لله. Then we will also be introduced to ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers, الدرس الأول, the first lesson. الدرس الثاني, the second lesson. الدرس الثالث, the third lesson. الدرس الرابع, the fourth lesson. So you understand the difference between the two. 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are cardinal numbers. Ordinal numbers, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. I repeat, cardinal numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ordinal numbers, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, etc. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz, mumtaz. Then we will also learn about the negative type of question. أنت طالب. أنت طالب أليس كذلك؟ أنت طالب. You are a student. أليس كذلك؟ Is it not so? Is it not so? أليس كذلك؟ You are a student. أليس كذلك؟ Is it not so? How do you answer that? In Arabic, we say بلا. بلا. بلا, which means I agree. أنا طالب. You are a student. Is it not so? I agree. I am a student. بلا أنا طالب. بلا أنا طالب. What if you're not a student? أنت طالب أليس كذلك? Let's say you are not a student. Then you would say نعم. نعم لست بطالب. نعم لست بطالب. So if you are not a student, then you say نعم. Are you not a student? Yes, I am not a student. نعم لست بطالب والحمد لله ما شاء الله. Then just something to tickle your brains بإذن الله تعالى. اسم فاعل. اسم فاعل. It is like, for example, in English when we have the word worker. Worker, maker, baker, driver. It's like the ER. Baker, driver, etc. So we find دخل means to enter. The one who enters, the اسم فاعل is داخل. سجد means to prostrate. The one who prostrates is called ساجد. نصر means to assist. The one who does so is called ناصر. ذهب means to go. The one who goes is ذاهب. ذاهب. والحمد لله. Jameel. So that was a quick intro with regards to what we will be studying in this lesson. الدرس الثالث. الدرس الثالث. والحمد لله. Again, one time, brothers and sisters, before we take a short break, inshallah. Number one, أفعل التفضيل. أفعل التفضيل, where we compare two matters. This is bigger than that. هذا أكبر من ذاك. This one is bigger than that one. For example, أنت أكبر منه. You are bigger than him. أنت أجمل منه. You are more beautiful than him. أنت أصغر منه. You are smaller than him. أصغر من, because we are comparing two matters. الكتاب أكبر من الدفتر. The book is bigger than the notebook. Walhamdulillah. Superlative form, you are the best. You are the biggest. You are the tallest. You are the brightest. You are the smartest. You are the whitest. You are the greatest. You are the bluest. You are the whatever. We also learned about lakinna. Lakinna is a sister of inna. And ka'anna is also a sister of inna. We learnt about cardinal numbers 11 to 20. Ordinal numbers, الدرسو الأول, الدرسو الثاني, الدرسو الثالث. Negative type of question, أنت طالب أليس كذلك؟ بلا أنا طالب. Yes, I agree, I am a student. أنت طالب أليس كذلك? You are a student. Is it not so? Then you say نعم. نعم meaning I disagree. Here it means like I disagree. نعم لست بطالب. نعم لست بطالب والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. That covers the intro with regards to lesson number 3 والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله الدرس الثالث. أحمد أحمد says كم طالبا في فصلكم يا علي. كم طالبا, how many students. كم means how many. Then we learnt after the word كم, the word must be منصوب and singular form. After كم, whatever you asking about, تمييز, it must be singular and it must be منصوب in the فتحة form. That's why it is طالبا. كم طالبا في فصلكم يا علي. في فصلكم. Why فصلكم? Because of the حرف of جر, which is the في. Because of the preposition في. Remember, after في, the word after it would take a كسرة. في سبيل الله. في سبيل الله. For example, كم طالبا في فصلكم يا علي. كم طالبا في فصلكم يا علي. How many students in your classroom. في فصلكم in you people's classroom. Plural. فصلكم in you people's classroom. يا علي أو علي. Do we say يا علي or do we say يا علي just with a ضمّة? Yes. Number 2. يا علي with a ضمّة. Why? Because of the يا. The يا defines it. It's not just any علي in the world, but rather a specific علي, the one I am speaking to. والحمد لله. One more time. أحمد says, كم طالبا في فصلكم يا علي. Then علي says, في فصلنا, في فصلنا, in our classroom, in our classroom, أربعة عشر طالبا. أربعة عشر طالبا. أربعة feminine, عشر masculine, طالبا masculine. Remember the rule, if we are counting something which is masculine, then the number before it will be feminine. That's why ثلاثة. That's why أربعة. That's why أربعة. Because طالب masculine, so أربعة will be feminine. في فصلنا أربعة عشر طالبا. في فصلنا أربعة عشر طالبا. والحمد لله. In our classroom, there are 14 students. 14 students. Ahmed then says, الطلاب في فصلنا أكثر. الطلاب, this is the جمع plural, طالب طلاب. And so الطلاب في فصلنا, the students in our classroom, أكثر. أكثر, they are more. They are more. The students in our classroom are more. أكثر, this is the comparative form. Or is it the superlative form? This is the superlative form. He's saying in our classroom they are, or one might even say that this is the comparative form. He's comparing two classrooms. He's comparing his classroom to the classroom of the other brother. الطلاب في فصلنا أكثر. The students in our classroom are more meaning more than in your classroom. So it's the comparative form. فيه تسعة عشر طالبا. فيه meaning فصلنا. فيه in our classroom. In our classroom تسعة عشر طالبا. There are 19 students. تسعة عشر طالبا. تسعة عشر طالبا. There are 19 students. يا علي ما اسم الطالب. ما اسم الطالب. ما اسم الطالب الجديد. What's the name of the new student? الذي جاء أمس. Who came yesterday. يا علي ما اسم الطالب الجديد. What's the name of the new student? الطالب الجديد. جديد means new. الطالب الجديد, what's the name of the new student? جديد is a نعت describing word. ما اسم الطالب الجديد الذي, who جاء أمس, who came yesterday. أمس yesterday. مساء is the evening. مساء is the evening. And here أمس meaning yesterday. اسمه أسامة. اسمه أسامة. His name is أسامة. His name is أسامة. Can we say أسامة? No. Why? Because it is a name which ends with the ta. So it's similar to technically like female names. And so male names which end with a ta and also female names, they are all diptotes. So you cannot say أسامة. اسمه أسامة. هو طويل جدا. ما شاء الله. هو طويل جدا. He is very tall. أليس كذلك? Is it not so? Is that not the case? This is a negative type of questioning. أليس كذلك? Is it not so? He is very tall. أليس كذلك? Is it not so? بلا. I agree. بلا. I agree. هو طويل جدا. He is very tall. ولكن حامدا. ولكن حامدا, but حامد, ولكن حامدا أطول منه, but حامد is taller than him, ولكن حامدا أطول منه, أطول منه, ولكن حامدا أطول منه, but حامد is taller than him, حامدا. Why حامدا? Because ولكن is a sister of إن, ولكن حامدا أطول منه is taller than him. Comparative form, taller than him. إنه أطول طالب. إنه أطول طالب في فصلنا. إنه indeed he, surely he, no doubt he, أطول طالب is the tallest student. أطول طالب, tallest student, في فصلنا, in our classroom. Superlative form, he is the tallest student in our classroom. ومن أطول طالب في فصلكم. ومن, and who is? ومن, and who is أطول طالب, tallest student, في فصلكم, in you people's classroom. He's asking Ahmed, and who is the tallest student in you people's classroom? Ali says, or rather Ahmed says, أطول طالب في فصلنا إبراهيم. أطول طالب في فصلنا إبراهيم. Ibrahim is the tallest student in our classroom. Ali, أدفترك هذا يا أحمد. أدفترك هذا يا أحمد. Is this notebook yours, Ahmed? أدفترك. أدفترك is your notebook. هذا, this one. يا أحمد. Is this notebook yours, O Ahmed? إن خطك جميل جدا. إن خطك جميل جدا. خط is handwriting. خط is like even a line. خط is your handwriting. إن خطك, your handwriting. إن خطك, خط طا with the fatha. Why? Because of إن. إن خطك جميل جدا. Indeed, surely your handwriting is very beautiful. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see something good, you see something nice, somebody has bought a new car, somebody has got a new child, you see some kid, mashallah, very handsome, kid is very beautiful, kid is very cute, you find, for example, somebody is doing very well in his business, you say, mashallah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that shaitan doesn't have any room to get in there with hasad or enmity or evil eye or anything of the sort. Then Ahmed says, shukran ya Aliyu, khati jamilun, my handwriting is beautiful. خطي جميلٌ. خطي جميلٌ. My handwriting is beautiful. وخطك أجمل. وخطك أجمل. And your handwriting is more beautiful. وخطك, and your handwriting, أجمل, is more beautiful. والحمد لله. Ali then says, من هذا الفتى? Who is this youngster? الذي معك يا أحمد. Who is with you, O Ahmed? كأنه أخوك. It is as if he is your brother. كأنه أخوك. كأنه أخوك. كأن is a sister of إن. كأنه. It is as if he أخوك. It is as if he is your brother. Ahmed says, نعم هو أخي الشقيق. هو أخي الشقيق. He is my full brother. Shaqiq means you share the same father and you share the same mother. So my akhun shaqiq and my ukhtun shaqiqa. My full brother, my full sister. We share the same father and mother. Not like your paternal brother or your maternal brother. No. Shaqiq is your full brother or your full sister shaqiqa. Na'am huwa akhi shaqiqu. Ali then says, أأكبر منك? Is he bigger than you? أأكبر منك? أأكبر منك? هو? Is he bigger than you? أم أصغر أو smaller? أأكبر منك هو? أم أصغر? أأكبر منك هو? أم أصغر? أأكبر منك? Is he bigger than you? هو? He? أم أصغر? أو smaller? Ahmed says, هو أصغر مني. هو أصغر مني. He is smaller than me. هو أصغر مني. He is smaller than me. Shorter than me. Then Ali says, في أي مهجع أنت يا أخي? في أي مهجع أنت يا أخي? In which dormitory are you, my brother? في أي, in which, مهجع, in which dormitory, مضاف إلي في أي مهجع أنت يا أخي. In which dormitory are you, my brother? Remember, after أي, then the word after it is مضاف إلي. أنا في المهجع الخامس. I am in the fifth dormitory. So that, what number is that? That is a, that is an ordinal number. أنا في المهجع الخامس. I am in the fifth dormitory. أنا في المهجع الخامس وهو أبعد من مهجعكم. And it is أبعد. بعيد is far. أبعد is further. وهو أبعد من مهجعكم. And it is further than your dormitory. One more time. أنا في المهجع أنا في المهجع الخامس. أنا في المهجع الخامس. I am in the fifth dormitory. وهو بعيد جدا. And it is very far. عن المدرسة. And it is very far from the madrasa. وهو بعيد جدا عن المدرسة. And it is very far from the school. Then Ali says, أنا في المهجع الثامن. I am in the eighth dormitory. وهو أبعد من مهجعكم. You are complaining your dormitory is far. Mine's even further. وهو أبعد. And it is further من مهجعكم than your dormitory. Then Ahmed says, أيهما أحسن? Which one's better? أيهما, which of the two, meaning the two dormitories, أحسن is better. Which of the two dormitories is better? Ali says, المهجع الخامس. المهجع الخامس. المهجع الخامس. أحسن. The fifth dormitory. The fifth dormitory. أحسن is better. فإن غرفه أوسع. For indeed, for surely. فإن غرفه أوسع. For surely, for indeed, its rooms are more spacious. أوسع are wider, more spacious. واسع, wider, more spacious. ونوافذه أكبر. And its windows are bigger. ونوافذه أكبر. ونوافذه أكبر. And its windows are bigger. ومراحيضه أنظف. ومراحيضه أنظف. And its toilets are cleaner. ومراحيضه. ومراحيضه أنظف. And its toilets, the bathrooms, are cleaner. والسرر التي فيه أجمل. And the سرر, سرر is the plural of سرير. And the beds, التي, and the beds which, why did we say التي? Because non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. سرر, beds, non-rational treated as singular feminine. والسرر التي, and the beds which, فيه, are in it. ajmalu are more beautiful, walhamdulillah. That covers, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the passage, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And so in reality, a lot of new words, new concepts, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. We move on, inshaAllah, tamareen, the exercises. Exercise number one. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. Kam taliban fi fasli ahmada. Kam taliban fi fasli ahmada. How many students are there in Ahmed's classroom? Why did we say fi fasli ahmada? Why Ahmada? Because Ahmad is a diptote and so cannot take a kasra, but rather a fatha will be taken. How many students are there in Ahmed's classroom? In Ahmed's classroom, there are how many students? Ahmed says, Fihi tis'ata ashara taliban. So our answer would be, Fihi tis'ata ashara taliban. Fihi tis'ata ashara taliban. If you want to give a full answer, you could say, fi fasli ahmada, fi fasli ahmada, fi fasli ahmada, tis'ata ashara taliban, tis'ata ashara taliban. Another way of answering could be, fihi tis'ata ashara taliban. In it there are 19 students. Number two, kam taliban fi fasli Ali. Kam taliban fi fasli Ali. How many students are there in the classroom of Ali? What did Ali say? Fi faslihi arba'ata ashara taliban. Fi faslihi, in his classroom. Whose classroom? Obviously we mean Ali. You could even mention clearly, fi fasli Aliyin. Fi fasli Aliyin. Arba'ata ashara taliban. Arba'ata ashara taliban. In Ali's classroom, there are 14 students. Number three. Man atwalu talibin fi fasli Ahmada. Who is the tallest student in Ahmed's classroom? Man atwalu talibin. Who is the tallest student fi fasli Ahmada in Ahmed's classroom? What did he say? Atwalu talibin fi faslina Ibrahimu. Ibrahim was the tallest student in Ahmed's classroom. So our answer, you can just write there Ibrahim, or better, give a full answer. And that would be, أَطْوَلُ طَالِبٍ فِي فَصْلِ أَحْمَدَ هُوَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. أَطْوَلُ طَالِبٍ فِي فَصْلِ أَحْمَدَ هُوَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Number four. Man atwalu talibin fi fasli Aliyin. Who is the tallest student in the classroom of Ali? Ali says that, I think it was Hamid. Hamid was the tallest student. So you can just write there Hamidun, or a full answer. Hamidun atwalu talibin fi fasli Aliyin. Hamidun atwalu talibin fi fasli Aliyin. And that's perfectly fine to mention the answer like that. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we will qif here. We will stop here bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And in our next majlis, we will continue ad-darsu thalithu. We will continue with lesson number 3 until we complete it. Walhamdulillah. Most importantly, remember the new matters we learnt about. Af'alu tafdil, akbaru, ajmalu, asgaru. Afdalu, we learned about superlative form, the best, biggest, tallest. We learned about lakinna and ka'anna, they are sisters of inna. We learned about cardinal numbers, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We learned about ordinal numbers, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, walhamdulillah. We also touched upon the negative type of question. Anta talibun alaysa kadhalik? Bala, I agree. Ana talibun, I am a student. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in the last few minutes, we take a maxim, a qa'ida, from qawa'id Qur'aniyya, from the maxims, from the noble Qur'an. An important verse which in reality, loads can be written on it, walhamdulillah. It serves as a fundamental principle when it comes to akhlaq, when it comes to manners, when it comes to behavior, when it comes to our mu'amalat, our business transactions, and our mu'asharat, our dealings with people. And the verse here is Surah Qasas, verse number 7. Allah mentions, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And seek فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ, of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, الدار الآخرة, in the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, but do not forget your share of this dunya. So you seek that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for you in the hereafter, but also do not forget your share of this dunya. This verse in reality was revealed, and within it has the qissa of Qarun, that criminal. Allah mentions, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and do good as Allah has done and shown goodness and kindness to you. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and do not seek fasad on this earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, Allah does not love those who cause fasad. And this Qarun, this is exactly what he did. He forgot about the hereafter, only worried about the dunya. He felt that all that he had of this wealth, it was due to his own earning. He was a self-made man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't have a say in this matter, didn't facilitate, etc. No, nothing was from Allah. Qarun, this was everything that he earned by himself. Allahu musta'an. In reality, Islam teaches us balance. Do not forget the hereafter, and you also do not forget your dunya. We find in this verse, there are four wasiyas. There are four pieces of advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَنْسَ, or rather the first piece of advice, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, that seek that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Don't forget the hereafter, subhanAllah. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ, and with regards to the akhirah, they're in a state of ghafla. They know everything about the dunya, but the hereafter, they know nothing. Allahu musta'an. So do not forget with regards to the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, do not forget your share of this dunya. Imagine the sahaba, etc. They needed to be reminded, don't forget your share of this dunya. You know, as if like their minds, subhanAllah, are concentrated on the hereafter, they required a reminder with regards to this dunya. We are the opposite. Our minds are so focused on the dunya, we require a reminder of the hereafter. Allahumma musta'an. Then we find some ulama also of the opinion, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, do not forget your share of this dunya. They said that it means your kafan. Your kafan, your shroud. Because that's the share of this dunya that you will be taking with you. The rest of it you leave behind. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, your share, your portion of this dunya is what? Your car, your wealth, your bank balance? No, all of that's going to remain behind. What you take of your share of this dunya is only your kafan. Allah musta'an. Then the third wasiyya, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and do good as Allah has done good unto you. And then lastly, وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, do not seek and spread fasad on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the ones who spread fasad. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. This verse in reality is a qa'ida with regards to being balanced in this dunya. We are not like those who lock themselves up in a monastery like a monk, do not get married, that they stay away from marriage. No, rather the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to get married, was to live in a family, etc., etc. And so we make the best use of this dunya. We do not shun this dunya. We use this dunya for the betterment of ourselves and for the betterment of the people around us. We do not fall into extremes. Extremely materialistic, and where one worships the dinar and the dirham, the rand and the pound and the gold and the silver. Nor are we on the opposite extreme where we completely shun this dunya and we go to the mountain and we live there, etc. No, 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 subhanAllah. The balance is in the middle. The haq is in the middle. كِلَا طَرَفَيْ الْقَصْدِ مَذْمُومُ, both sides of the middle, they are incorrect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us balance in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us moderation. We are the ummatun wasat. We are the middle ummah. We are the just ummah. We are the best ummah. We are the ummah at the peak. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. Grant us the love of the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be studious when it comes to the studying of this Arabic language, to be determined. It cannot be that our lives just fly past and we've not really picked up the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.